Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in this area, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. I can speak with Laura Schwartz.
Yeah, she is at home right now.
Okay, well, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone in the city of Providence. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me open this up in a second. Okay, and just for qualification purpose, are you currently registered to vote in the Rhode Island area?
Yeah, I am, yes.
Okay. All right. All right, before we begin, could you please confirm that that you're not driving and that you're not, you know, that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay. First, do you live in the city of Providence or outside the city of Providence?
In Providence.
Okay. Within the city, right? Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Now, just for qualification purpose. Okay. I have your zip code at 02906. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, and are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, or political party, or by a candidate for political office?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, are you any member of the household, a teacher, an employee of the school, college,
no.
University, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired, okay. All right, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born in?
1958,
okay. All right, and which of the following best describes you, a woman, a man, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
I'm a woman.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Just part of the survey, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your main ethnic or, you know, or heritage?
I'm white.
How would that be Caucasian
Indian,
or white,
Indian.
African-American or black?
American Indian. Cherokee.
American Indian, okay. But, okay. But do you consider yourself, you know, either Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino American, or Asian American?
White.
Okay. Thank you. And and what is the last grade that you completed in school?
High school. 12th grade.
Graduated high school, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And how many children, if any, do you have, you know, in your household?
Three. None.
For whom you are a parent or a guardian?
None. In the household, none.
Okay. None. Okay. All right, and All right, ma'am. Now I'm gonna read to you a list of various public officials and organizations. Okay, please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you there because I don't do anything with what you just said.
But this is just organizations and, you know, public officials in city of Providence, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah, well, I haven't lived here that long, so I really can't give an opinion on that.
There's no problem. Whatever you want to tell me is fine with me. I just put it down as whatever you said, okay? Like the city of Providence school board, would you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very
somewhat,
unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Mayor Brett Smiley?
Somewhat favorable.
Teachers unions?
Favorable.
Very favorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Right. That is Rhode Island Department of Education.
Yeah, what about it?
What is that, favorable or unfavorable?
Oh, I'm favorable.
Okay. All right, Governor Dan McKee.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and City of Providence School Superintendent Javier Montañez.
Favorable.
That'd be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. All right, thank you. All right. Now I'm going to read a list of various educational institutions. You know, please tell me it's a religious one. If you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them, if you have read someone you don't know too much about, let me know. Okay, innovation in schools in Providence. Would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable? Somewhat
I have
unfavorable?
No idea what that is.
Okay, no problem. Okay, what about traditional public schools in Providence?
Yeah, they're okay.
Would that be somewhat favorable?
Somewhat,
favorable?
Yep. Somewhat.
Okay, what about private and parochial schools in Providence?
I have no idea, no opinion.
Okay, all right. What about public charter schools in Providence?
Again, no opinion.
Okay, and magnet schools in Providence?
No opinion. I don't know what that is.
Okay, no problem. And we'll move to the next question. And thank you for your time, okay?
Sure.
And, would you say public education in Providence is headed in the right direction, or public education in Providence is on the wrong track? Just your opinion.
Honestly, I don't know. I do not have children in the school system, so I can't answer those questions.
But you hear things, what do you think? Do you think it's going in the right direction or in the wrong
direction?
I'm going
to tell you the truth. I spend a lot of my time in Cumberland, and I really can't give you an opinion on Providence. I just don't have one.
Okay. All right, well, let's see if you can have an answer. Okay, and how important do you think it is, you know, that all students have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Would you say it's very important?
Oh, that's definitely, yes.
Or so very important or so unimportant? Or not that important?
Very important.
Oh. Okay. All right. Do you think the local public schools in Providence need to change? Not at all? A little, some, or
a lot? A little bit. Listen, I have an appointment coming in. I have to go.
Okay, ma'am, we almost finished. I only have a few more questions. We should be done in maybe 2 minutes, okay? If you let me finish it, I really would appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
From what you know or heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in Providence?
You talk too much. You say goodbye, you hang up, and then you call again. But you love to talk on the phone.
So would you say, would you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Favor. Somewhat favor.
Okay. Somewhat favor, okay. All right. Somewhat favor. Okay, and may go back. You say somewhat favorable, right? Somewhat favorable.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am, and over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become less favorable, more favorable, or it has not changed one way or the other?
It hasn't changed one way or the other. I have no opinion.
No change. Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and if the candidate running for office supported, you know, increasing the number of public charter schools,
I'm not even going to go there with you. I don't do politics. I have no idea about any of that.
Or less likely to vote for them, or will have no effect on your vote?
No effect, because I don't.
Okay, no effect on that, okay? All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and which of two pieces of information make you most favorable about public charter schools? Is it that public charter schools are free and open to all children? They enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds? They are managed independently from local school districts. They give quality options to families who, you know, would not otherwise have them?
Well, because it's open to all students.
It's open to what else, ma'am? You can choose two of those options, okay? They support different learning styles.
Yes, they are
smaller schools that offer more individualized attention.
What she just said.
Okay. They are smaller and that offer more individualized attention?
Yes, one-on-one.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. Like I said, we almost pretty much done. I only have a few questions.
I am done.
Okay.
I have to go. So you can just finish it.
The state took over the Providence, you know, school district in 2019 and are responsible for managing the city schools. Do you approve or disapprove of the state taking over Providence?
I didn't even know that. So I guess I approve it. They must need help.
So I strongly approve or just somewhat?
Yes.
Approve?
Are you going to work? You going to work?
All right, ma'am, and this will be the last question.
Go ahead.
Which of the following statements come closer to your point of view about the city's public school next year? They should be returned to local control of Providence given to them, given the improvement in these schools over the last few years, or they should remain under state control until more improvements have been made.
Yes, I should stay with the same way it is because they're helping them.
So stay, right? They should remain under state. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, listen, I have to go.
All right, ma'am, can you answer me just one more question? Hello?